From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a roadmap for peace in Syria. Foreign ministers adopting the U.S. drafted resolution late Friday after a day-long meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. Absent from the text is a mention of the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Obama outlines his plans for his final year in office during a wide-ranging year-end news conference. Mr. Obama stressed the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to pressure the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
President Obama also touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy this year with Iran and Cuba, passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage in the U.S. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results from Rwandans have voted to change the constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for many more times in office. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the administration and the amendment that is makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. This is VOA News. African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to trouble Burundi and given the government a 4-day deadline to accept the troops. Communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers, as well as police. It authorized the deployment of an initial period of 6 months. Council condemned recent violence in Burundi, including attacks on military barracks in the capital that left a reported 87 people dead last week. Burundi has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement that President Pierre Nkurunziza was seeking a third term, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. International Organization for Migration is saying the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe by sea and land this year expected to top 1 million next week. IOM spokesman Joel Millman said that nearly 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast to nearby Greek islands on Wednesday, and that the organization estimates the million mark will be reached by Tuesday.
These very high flows for December are proving to be what we feared, very lethal, particularly in the eastern Mediterranean, where we counted 706 deaths so far this year. That's 422 since October 16th, so 2 months ago, an average of 7 a day.
IOM says nearly 991,000 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East, about 800,000 across from Turkey to Greece. Among them, more than half, about 455,000, are Syrian. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made a surprise visit on Friday to Afghanistan, where he met with U.S. military commanders and Afghan officials. The visit comes as a new Afghan political group is pressuring the Kabul government to do more to stabilize the country. The Vatican is saying that Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the late Mother Teresa, clearing the way for her elevation to sainthood. This Nigerian priest spoke with reporters at the Vatican.
It's a very wonderful thing, especially she is always a good example to the world, especially the world that is filled with egoism. She has left for us an example of taking care of one another.
Mother Teresa was famed for her lifetime of service to the poor. The Disney company says Star Wars: The Force Awakens, the movie, earned a record-breaking $57 million in its opening night on Thursday. The J.J. Abrams-directed epic surpassed the previous opening day record of $43.5 million for Harry Potter.
That's the latest world news from VOA.